have reached Dwight Speech Confessions.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball, fucker.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon, green, soft bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Try it,
don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I could beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt,
fucking
piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, big horses. Hello, everybody. It is Saturday night, and we are here to do a little bit of prank calls. It's kind of what we do around these parts. So we're gonna make some laughs. Tonight, we're going to go on a celebrity hunt. We're going to hopefully speak to some celebrities if we can get through to their room and all that shit. So give me a second. Hang on. For some reason... Okay, now I got the other thing going. There we go. All right, so let me bring up the Skype here. Skype, we're about to be on here. I'm about to be all up on you. Right there it is. All right. Hey, Skype, how you doing there? How are your holes?
Salty.
Salty holes? Oh,
wet.
That sounds like a sultry Mr. Xander Fett. Oh,
good evening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Everybody's ready to go. Yeah. We're gonna do it. I think the Should I use the PBX when I call for the celebrity, or what should I do? Should I do it in Skype?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, use the PBX.
All right. They're not going to be able to hear you guys over on
Pubic
Skype.
Paris, yeah.
The throne alert is the same as the last 2 weeks with Carlito asking if you suck that man's penis, just so everybody knows. I wouldn't use it during the celebrity calls just because they won't be able to hear it, number one. Number two, you might ruin the call, so don't fuck around.
Thank you for holding this, Andrew. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to get transferred over to my brother's room.
Okay, and last name again?
It's Waltman, Waltman.
Okay, hang on just a moment.
Thank you. Hey, Sean, how's it going? We're calling from the institution right now. We have a collect call from a Tammy Stench.
Oh, no.
Are you willing to accept the charges?
No.
Okay. Let me go ahead and mark this down real quick. Will not accept.
Why are you calling my room?
We tried to process the call through the cell phone, but it was restricted, so they suggested we went through the hotel.
Well, why is somebody telling them they're my brother?
I figured it was the only way we would be able to get through to process the call. Unfortunately, I got to continue to call until I'm able to get a yes or no response on file.
Oh, my God.
So let me go ahead. I'm going to pass her through. You accepted the charges. It'll be charged to your room. And let's see here. Okay. Give me just a second. I got some prompts that you'll have to go through.
No, I'm not. I don't want. No, I'm not accepting anything.
You don't want to speak to Tammy then?
No.
Okay.
You'll
have to follow the prompts or it'll force us to call back, just so you know.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in.
That was definitely Pac.
He was concerned.
Yeah, that's Pac. That's what was it, X Pac that he went by? He dated China back in the day for a while. He was with the China. Yeah, he did a porno with China. I should have asked for a copy of that. Oh man. Yeah, 6, X-Pac, 1, 2, 3, Kid, all that, yeah. Oh, man, he peaced out on us. We're not going to be able to get back through to that hotel for another go-around, I don't think. You know what? Let's do it real quick. Maybe we can get Kevin Nash.
You.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I'm transportation, and I'm trying to get a hold of a Mr. Nash to let him know that I'm ready for him. I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
For somebody in the hotel?
Yes, a guest, yep.
Okay.
Last name is Nash, if I could have a quick word with them, please. First name is Kevin.
So, do you know his room number?
I don't. Like I said, they just put in for transportation. They said it was urgent. They said that they have to make an express departure and to not be late. And so I'm trying to give them a little bit of a heads up because I've only been on this job for about a week, and I'm not trying to get in trouble right now.
Yeah, not a problem. So the only issue is I can't give you any info if you don't know the person's room number.
No, I know he's there. I just need to talk to him so that I can tell him that I'm going to meet him out front.
Yeah, I understand that, but I can't give you any information.
I'm not asking for information. I mean, I know he's there. I just need to talk to him. I don't even need to know his room number. If I could just speak with him, please. Because I'm not going to go up or anything like that. I'm going to have him come down, so I don't need that. Oh, this is going to work. Did I just talk my way around this bitch?
Okay, unfortunately, I can't give you any information about...
Could you have him call... Could you give him my number? It should have came through on your caller ID. Have him call me? Would that work? I mean, that way you don't have to give me any information, but he can call me.
And the number you're calling me from?
Yes, correct. Or are you asking... Are you asking me what my number is?
No, I was just asking the one that you're calling
yeah,
me from.
Yeah, yeah. If he can call me back on that, that's my cell. And I'll be able to I'll be able to answer, but if it can happen sooner rather than later.
Yep, right after I get off on the phone.
Oh, all right, I'm gonna get off the phone with you then. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye. Okay, good. All right, good.
Hello.
Hey, this Mr. Nash.
Depends on who's calling.
Well, this is transportation. I tried to get a hold of you through the switchboard at the hotel, and I didn't get a response.
What would I need transportation for?
I don't know. My boss sent me out here. He said emergency extraction and that you were heading towards the airport. It says your manager...
No.
Hang on. Who actually called this in? It says emergency extraction, Mr. Nash. Sean. Mr. Sean called us for the extraction.
Who's Mr. Sean?
Sean, let me see if there's a last name on this. Expand. Waltman?
We were downstairs eating dinner together. We're both professional wrestlers.
Okay, there's two of you that need extracting?
No, there's nobody that needs extraction.
Okay,
nobody called anybody.
Well, we have a call for one extra large SUV for extraction.
Dude, I didn't fucking call. I don't need you. I don't know how you got my fucking cell number.
But the guys are down, like, they're going to be downstairs in 10 minutes. They have the masks and everything.
What do you mean masks?
The kabuki masks. They said show up.
Go fuck yourself.
Extra large SUV, kabuki masks.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, listen, Super Shredder, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, that was him.
That was definitely Kevin Nash. Yeah, he's got a voice on him. That's him.
Nice luchador. He's happy to greet you.
Hurry up.
Walmart Chemical Vision Center. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question about some glasses I got from y'all.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I came to this store. I'm from the mainland. I'm from Texas, and I lost my glasses while I was on the plane. They fell in the ocean. But the glasses you gave me, I don't think they're the right ones. Do you know about these progressives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the progressives?
Well, you gave me progressives, and now like when I put them on, I look at my daughter, and she looks like my son.
All right.
And then when I look around, like I'm in traffic, I look around, all I see is racism. Like, I'm a conservative. You can't be putting progressive glasses on me.
Well, I get it.
You get what?
All right. So anything else?
Yeah, I need some different glasses. You can't put the progressives on me.
Okay.
So what do we do here? Do I come back in? I get another exam? Do you remake the glasses? What do we do here?
I want to know. It's all up to you.
Well, I definitely didn't order progressives. I'm a big okay. I'm a big red meat eating American man from the mainland. You can't be doing this to me. I know you guys do these type of things in Hawaii, but I mean, come on.
All right. Anything else? Yeah, anything else to say?
How do
keep
I
going.
Hey, listen, you Kanaka son of a bitch. You'll listen to every word I have to say, boy. I'm not an island boy. You can't talk to me like that.
Yeah, okay. Keep going.
I will keep going.
I remember everything, sir.
You remember everything? Listen, I ain't no beta cuck,
yeah.
Sir. Listen, I pull bitches, and I detest soy.
You got a name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Dwight.
That way I can look up your file.
My name is Dwight. I worked on an oil rig.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I made the leather seats for your Prius.
That's cool.
Yeah, how do you think you got those leather seats in that Prius, boy? Little island boy? I'm an number one American. We bought Hawaii and all the creatures on it, including your grandparents. Oh. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there? I'm calling to try to get some photography work done.
Yeah. Who are you trying to call?
Well, I got this. Somebody had scribbled on his piece of paper, and it says Barry.
Uh huh. This is me. I'm sorry. I don't know you. It's weird. At 9:45, I didn't know. I'm sorry. And who are you?
Oh, my name is Dwight. And I'm a criminal.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to get do. Listen, I got released early, and I have a pen pal lady friend, and she doesn't know I'm out yet because I'm supposed to go visit her. And what she's asking for is more pictures, and I need you to photograph me in a way where it'll look like I'm still in prison.
Yeah, I don't think that's for me, bro. I appreciate your call.
No, though. I've got the stance down, the, like the little squat stance and everything.
And who did you get this number from?
It was from a Kathy.
Kathy whom?
I don't. She's my parole officer. She's my PO.
Where at?
What do you mean where at?
Where are you on parole?
Out of the parole office? Like I guess I'm not getting what you're asking.
What state?
Oh, that I thought you were being stupid. I'm out of the state of Arkansas.
And what's your last name again?
Well, I prefer to just keep it first name.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be able to help
can
you.
Can Elizabeth do it?
This is suspected spam.
Is it?
Who is calling me? Yeah, who's calling?
Hey, James, how's it going, man?
Fine. Who is this?
This is Big Dwight. I'm calling from over here at Tyson Foods. I understand you were having a problem.
Oh, I already reported that to you guys.
Right, and that's what I'm following up on.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't like people doing that because you sound like you're from the Goon Squad or something from the old days, and that makes me a little nervous. So,
I'm sorry,
anyhow.
From what now?
I'm an old school guy, and I know what used to go on. Anyhow, no, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just making a joke, so to say.
What was the problem then?
The problem was that the pork packages weren't sealed. A whole bunch of the pork ribs? Yeah, ribs, yes.
Okay. Were there multiple holes? Would you say or from like a box cutter, somebody was opening up a...
it was like the machine that sealed them. It was a clean cut, the same shape, same edge on every package.
Okay.
And I mean, and it was on the little ribs and the bigger ribs too. It's at the end. If you're looking down on the face where the stickers go on them that Walmart use, on the right side top corner is cut down all the way to just past the little welding line that goes across it from the sealer. And right there is a tiny hole, and it leaks blood out. And for one, the fridge sits in there for a couple of days if you don't buy them and use them right away. And the second thing is just, it was gross. And I didn't mean to cause any trouble. I even told the first guy I talked to at Walmart, I mean, at Tyson. I called you guys first. I don't remember who I talked to. I called you guys and told you about it. Told you that you got a problem with the sealer or something. I don't know what's doing
it. Which section at Walmart did you get those? Because those are supposed to be going for the EBT purchases, the food stamp purchases. Those are for the poor people.
No. This was in the main... meat counters.
Ooh, okay, yeah, those should have been over in the discounted clearance section. We ship them out like that. They're intended to be like that.
Well, that's really not cool.
Well, I mean, we didn't intend.
Somebody doesn't eat them right away, and they go bad in the fridge or something. Get something in the air that goes in them from the,
right.
Or had some contamination or some guy nobody saw. Doesn't normally bother people.
Have you tried any of our new cannibal ribs that we have out? Did you see those in your store yet?
Who the fuck are you?
Whoa.
Cannibal ribs?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't eat people.
They're human.
I don't like being talked to like
they're
that.
They're human
you better
ribs
watch
with
your ass.
Honey sweet barbecue sauce. They're delicious if you put them in the crock pot.
I make my own barbecue sauce. Thank you much.
Would you put them
on
the human ribs?
I don't want to talk to you anymore about this. Go fuck yourself. Fucker.
Hey. Wow. Whew. What was it? I'm not cannibal, motherfucker. I don't eat people.
You got all saucy there at the end. Clunk.
I'll hire you, people. Fucker.
I make my own barbecue sauce.
All right, we're going to call him over here.
He's telling us what we can and can't eat of the human body.
So that's when you lick the sauce off of the cannibal, right? So it's human rib.
You know what, faggot? Get the fuck lost, you bitch.
No, I want to tell you how to do them right. You're doing them wrong.
Please leave your message for...
James Yarbrough.
Oh.
So what you need to do is you got to get you like a Hamilton Beach crock pot. You want to go ahead and put a base layer down. You don't want to put the ribs directly on the crock pot because you might burn them. Put maybe a vegetable layer down and a little bit of sauce. You put the ribs on, and I would recommend slow and low for about 10 hours. At some point, come back. You put a nice brushing of your homemade barbecue sauce, and you eat them. And on every package, we put the name of the person that they came from. I can send you out some Kevin's. If you want some Kevin's, I've been told he's pretty tasty. Just call me back and let me know, James. Let me know what you want to do. All right. Bye.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Bobby or Camilla. Hello. Bobby, Camilla, somebody. Hello. Hello, Bobby, Camilla. Hello. Hello, please come to the phone. Quit trying to screen your calls. Very inappropriate. Hello. Hello, please. Yeah. You only screened this call for so long.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yeah.
Here comes
the fucking car.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. I have to shut the door. All right, hello? All right. If you guys hear this later, come through, please. We still have more cummy bears. Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hi. Is that Catherine?
Yes.
Oh, glad I got a hold of you. I didn't know if I'd get a hold of you at this hour. Listen, this is Dwight over at the customer service department of Uber. And we saw...
Hey, how are you?
We're not too bad, actually. Actually, a lot better than what you're making it seem. We've got some information from our social media team that you've been posting about our financial losses.
No.
No. You didn't post anything.
About your financial losses?
Yeah, about taking a financial loss.
No.
At no point. Hang on a second. Let me look at these notes.
I posted that we weren't going to take any more Uber Eats orders until it was resolved.
Okay. Until our financial situation is resolved?
Until the fact that we were hacked is resolved and you guys find our money.
Oh, you were hacked. Okay, you were hacked. Hacked. And a bunch of orders were placed. And we refused to rebate the charges.
Oh, we haven't even gotten that far because the customer service has not been cool.
Well, I'm pretty awesome. If you want to tell me what happened, I can try to figure it out for you. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
Like, I don't know how much trust I have given we were hacked and we don't know how that happened. And it's 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
I can sing that song, Tell Me More, Tell Me More. I mean, I'll make a fool of myself just to make you a happy customer again.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about on social media. What I posted on social media is that customers could not place Uber Eats orders until
resolved. From what they showed me, they gave me a screenshot. They said, on average, across all survey respondents, including reporting higher, lower, and steady costs, outlays are significantly higher. No?
That's not me.
Yeah. That's you?
No, that's not me.
No?
Oh, yeah. Besides the fact you guys take, like, the whole profit margin from the food service industry, which is pretty shady. Yeah, I guess that was me. I did say that.
Yeah.
We're not taking any Uber orders until the money that was stolen from us is returned.
How much do you estimate that was stolen?
Probably about $1,000.
About $1,000 over what? how long of a term? Was
a week.
This a one thing? Okay.
A week.
1 week. Do you know about how many orders it was?
I don't know. I didn't look at that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's 11 p.m. I got kids to get to bed, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, don't bro me, bitch. Okay. So
no, did you just call me a bitch?
No, absolutely not.
Damn.
I would never do that.
Is that what you said? Because that tablet's going in the trash, bro.
What? I don't understand. No, you're talking about the ordering tablet.
Bro.
Bro? I got it. So she must be some type of restaurateur, is what I'm guessing. And they have the ordering tablet from Uber Eats. I'll call back. Mop, mop, mop all day long. Mop, mop, mop. While I sing this song.
Hello?
Listen, ma'am, I've never called a whore a bitch in my life.
Okay. It's 11 o'clock on a Saturday
it's
night.
It's 11:03, yes. If we're gonna state the time, if we're gonna state the time, let's be honest about the time, okay? Let's not exaggerate things like a woman. It is 11:03 p.m.
That's what I said.
No, you said it's at 11 o'clock. What are you, delayed brained? Now listen, do you want your problem resolved or not? You complain about your problem not getting resolved. I've said I'll resolve it, and then you sit there and start broing me.
Is it appropriate to call customers at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, it is when you're over on the West Coast and we got a 3-hour buffer.
Okay. I'm going
to... You're going to what?
I'm not going to deal with this tonight.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. It sounds... It's listen, ma'am, you can't get over on us over here at Uber Eats. We know that you took the money and you're just trying to squander it, okay?
We took the money.
Yeah. Don't be trying to get free money out of us. This isn't COVID relief times again, all right? We're not the government. We don't just hand out money.
Well, this is a very strange call.
Listen to you always wanting free stuff with your hand out. Your hand out and your pants down is what's going on here. You're probably gambling the money away. Probably over there overextending yourself in the stock market. Let me ask you one other thing while I got you on the phone. How many fingers?
This is very strange.
There's nothing strange about it. I'm a customer service executive that's lost his shit. I'm tired of it.
I can't believe she lasted so long.
I'm
she was so
not
stunned.
Take it no more, enough, man. I'm done. I'm done with it. This job, I'm putting in my fucking 2 minutes notice on this job.
I'm over the top. I'm going postal. Everybody's going to hear it now.
Right. I think this is supposed to be Danny Trejo's number.
Hey. Don't talk shit about Bruce Lee, Gary Portal. Bruce Lee sucked no one's dick.
This is Danny Trejo. Please leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Holy shit, that is Danny Trejo's number. I'll call it back, but I'm like 90% sure that's actually fucking Danny Trejo. I found that number on my own. Nobody gave me that one. Holy shit, we got Danny Trejo's number. Oh, yeah, dude, I would love to fucking talk to Danny Trejo. Oh, fuck. All right, let's try it again.
You got to hit while the energy's hot.
Call Danny Masters. He's in jail. He got convicted of rape.
That was just the other day.
Well, it was a hung jury the first time. Then they went at him again. They got him the second time. Yeah, a different jury.
This is Danny Trejo. Please leave me a message. I'll get back to you.
I'm gonna leave him a message.
God bless you.
Steve will call back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Danny. I was just reaching back to you. I'd gotten your message. No big hurry. I guess when you get a chance, just give me a holler back. All right. Talk to you later, man. Bye. I'm a believable. So he's like, maybe I did fucking talk to somebody. Oh, they didn't leave their name. I don't know who it is. Then he's got to call back.
Hi, this is Chaz. Sorry I missed your call, but I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Message,
thanks.
Message.
Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Chaz. I don't know if they talked to you yet. The studio is trying to get in touch with you. Where is that number? I can't figure out where I put it right now. You know what? When you get a chance, no big hurry, give me a call back or text me. I'll give you the number that they called from. All right. Talk to you later. Have a good one. All right. There we go. All right. I used to have Charlie Day's number, and like he never answered that shit either. Here are your 70 active Patreons for the month of June 2023. Starting at the very top, one of the main supporter machines that is always doing things around behind the scenes is the Expo Machine, who also hosts his own show on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern over at immoralhole.com. We have Jerry Seinfeld, Alexander Kronk, Anti-Citizens Telephone Time, Audi Love, Ben Jammin, Big Boy Farts 666, Brendan, Brown Magic, Cactus, Carlos Trin, CPBJ, I saw you changed your name, homeboy. You made me do some editing. Crispy 808, David Jarvis, Dharma Wheelies, Dragonmere, who hosts his own show over on... where is he hosting now? Is he still over on the Prankcast? Prankcast.com, and then Dragonmere is over there. 7 p.m. Eastern on Fridays. Oh, he's not? Oh, he's on Mixlr? Okay, Mixlr. Look for Dragonmere on Mixlr. I'm sorry, misinformation. We have Dribbly Bob, Dwight's Cocksock, Electro Pirate, Eric Wright, ESSLO1, Ethan, Fucking Slayer 69, Garbo, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust, Hamilton Waterbaby, Haifeng, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, I'll Fix Your Pipes, James Harrington, Jeff Golden, Jen F, John T. Fisherman, JT, Just Work Man, Carter Pillar, Lickety Split, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis, I'm not even going to say your last name because I fuck it up all the time, but Luis M, Luke Jones, Mad Hatter, Maggie, Mark Window, which I have not seen tonight. I haven't seen him in a couple streams. You need to come back around there, you Australian bastard. Matthew Anderson, Max Power, Milkbox, going to the second page, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, P.S., Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Richie Mumbai with my old ass eyes, Royce, Ryan Scheffler, Snappy Bakes, Some Dude, Sonam, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, very busy man, I'm glad he makes time for the show, Vandershire, Vitas, Wasted Memory, Xander Fett, Experts, and You Bastard Fuck. Those are your 70 Patreons for the month of June. Now, to carry over to our 51 members of the goddamn YouTube channel, a lot of it was facilitated by the Hoss of Wonder, and Tyler, and several other people. Here we go. Starting from the top, this doesn't let you do alphabetical, so we're just going to roll with from top to bottom. Icarus, Will Gaming, Jack, Lucas S., Anxiety Offline Facebook, Winter Statue, Theory Wilkes, Patrick T., Stank Weasel 83, The Haas of Wonder, Curbable, Big Boy Fart 666, Michael Shepard, Unit, Hashtag 0x07, or pound if you're an old fuck, Gen Wow, Shu Harari, I think I'm saying that right. Sheikik, S-H-E-I-K-H, something like that. No Name Lisa G, Cheeseburger 747, Royce, Despicable Dogs, Happy Turtle, The Hound Man, Spade of Hearts 81, Tyler 1206, he's my bitch, wears a wig when I tell him to, Bree Bree, Rusty Old Timers Music, Lil Uzi Vert, Roland Panda, Mark Window, Tyler Romero, Victor, Zach Bronson, Roy Stokes, Origin Sorellis, Oregon, I fucked that up, Pyromania, Justin Newcomb, Mad, Ryan Lynn, Pay Me, J2H, Taco Tony, which I think is probably hanging out over in the Hyphonic stream right now, Lickety Split 972, Creep In 666, Miss Jam or MS Jam, whichever, Wonder One, Fieldland's Party Palace, Edward, aka the Dab Man. Let's extend that. I didn't know that's not his full name. The Dab Man Harvey. Skinny Mexican, Caleb XER, and Dharma Wheelies. Those are your 51 members of the channel. Now we get back to the shit. That is a lot of people. Holy shit. All right, I can close these tabs. Let's get back to it.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing there, you old son of a bitch?
Talking to you.
Talking to you.
And who are you?
Oh, my name's Dwight. I'm a criminal.
Oh, really? And what the fuck do you want, criminal?
Well, I was trying to call and talk to old Cedric, the old crotchety motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know Cedric. Ain't no Cedric here.
Well, who is you is, then?
I'm the motherfucker that's gonna fuck you up.
Are you Ricky?
No.
You Rickety?
No.
Well, who is you is? What your name is?
It don't matter.
It does matter.
You call the right motherfucker that's going to fuck you up.
All right, then. Let's sit here and have a conversation about how North Korea is doing everything right, and here in America we're doing shit wrong.
Hey, that's why you in America. Why don't you straighten them out?
That's
if
why.
You're a criminal.
Well, I am a criminal. I was a criminal here, but in North Korea I wouldn't have been in prison for what I did.
Well, hey, keep on doing it. You might get back.
I think the military people are the actual war criminals in this country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, take it to your president, Donald Trump.
He ain't my president.
Yeah, he is.
No, he ain't my president. What are you talking about?
Well, I know who he is.
I support Mr. Joseph Biden.
Oh, you do? That's wonderful.
He's an A plus number one American as long as he's not around sandbags.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why you calling my goddamn house?
I want to talk to you.
You ain't got no business more to talk to me. You don't know me.
I do know you. Hey, do you need some Fixident? Because I hear something slipping.
Hey, no, that's your brain slipping for calling me.
Your gears are slipping in your brain like a bicycle.
Your brain has slipped because you called my wrong damn number.
I called your wrong number? No.
Called the wrong fucking number.
Hey, you sound like you served in the military.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you sound like a war criminal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you sound like a public criminal.
I was a federal criminal, actually.
Oh, good. Well, you need to go back.
No. I did my time. You can't force me to go back.
They didn't do a good job of reforming your act.
Well, I got a degree. You got a fucking degree.
House is what I want to know.
You got a degree? I got a degree.
Ah, good. So why don't you go practice it and worry somebody else instead of me?
I got a degree in animal carpentry.
You got a degree in being an asshole.
I did a lot of that in prison, but that was a hobby. It's not a degree.
Yeah, well, you did enough of it to have a degree.
Hey, you have to do things to survive.
Oh, well, hey, that's your determination. That's your will because of what you did to get there.
Why are
you calling my fucking house?
Listen, I robbed a bunch of people, okay? But white-collar robbing, I took their pension money. The description on him was old, grumpy old vet. I have nothing. I actually joined the military. God bless you. Thank you for your service. It was to push his buttons. I don't believe anything I just said about the military being war criminal. That's not what I believe. I'm sorry. I don't support Joe Biden either. Don't you fucking accuse me of that shit either. Stop it.
Fuck.
What's going on?
Dwight, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm streaming. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How's your stream going along today?
It's pretty good. A guy yelled at me because he is not a cannibal and doesn't eat human ribs.
How you doing, man? That's so fucking disrespectful of him. How rude of him.
Right?
How's your stream going along today?
That's just downright just dumb.
It's like he doesn't even like you.
He actually got really, really upset about it.
Did you end up winning on the end?
Oh, I won.
Oh, you won.
Oh, I won.
Okay, then that's all that mattered. For anyone really wondering really quick here, just to give you guys a quick update, Dwight is live. He's a live streamer himself. He's a content creator himself. If you guys want to show him some love, here's his channel. He's even live right now. Dwight, what are you feeling right now? Do you want to compliment the background if you want to maybe say something in particular, or do you want to get the name? What are you feeling?
I don't know. Maybe I'll see how it
– Yeah, yeah. Feel it. Pops feel up. It.
Yeah.
Feel it. Feel it. Like, feel what you think you're feeling.
Okay. Sounds good.
What are you feeling?
Social security number.
No.
Why your name is? Why you look like that?
Why do you look like that?
Because my parents were both brother and sister. Hey. What's up? Why your name is? Why's it got the stop sign back there? Oh shit, what type of vape is that? What flavor?
It's a Lost Mary pineapple mango.
Pineapple, but what's your favorite flavor? Like, is that your favorite, or is that one that you just kind of settled for?
Yeah, I kind of settled for it.
But what would you rather have? Damn, I could have got the flavor. Hi. Why is there a random ass shirt hanging up behind you?
That's my volleyball shirt from high school.
Your volleyball shirt?
Uh-huh.
Did you play volleyball or did you steal it?
I've played.
You're such a disappointment to your parents. You have dead eyes.
I don't know what he's saying.
You have dead eyes. Why are you even here? I'm sorry, I shouldn't judge you. What's your name? I know. These are the hard-hitting questions. You don't want to tell me your name?
He's touching me pretty hard. He's a little pussy at kids. I'm about to fucking stick a plunge on the back of your head.
What the fuck? That was so fucked up. That was messed up.
Dwight, you just couldn't do it, bro. You don't know how to close, dude.
Nobody knows how to say shit. Nobody knows
how to
say shit.
Fuck.
Hello.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Hi, is this Ken?
Yes, good evening. Can I help you?
Yeah.
Who's this?
I'm calling from over here at Farmer Boys.
Farmer Boys, yes, sir. How are you?
I understand you had an issue with one of our managers the other day.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Was it the other day or did that happen today? I'm not sure.
That happened yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday evening. Yeah, I mean, I go there all the time. I love your food. She was just absolutely horrible. I mean, it's normal to mix up an order, but I live so far away. I was like, listen, I can't eat red meat. I'm allergic to red meat, man. You know, I'm sorry, I can't drive all the way back there. It's going to be like an hour or more out of my time to go back there. You know, they're just going to throw this away anyway. I mean, I ended up giving away the food to just a homeless person. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was trash to me too. It's not like I wanted to eat it and try to get a free meal here. You know, I mean, I'm not that type of person, you know? So.
Oh, okay. And you had, from what my understanding, they noted a few things in here. You had a couple of salads, some fries.
Yeah. I did two Southwest chicken salads, and then I redeemed a fry, and then at a separate transaction, I redeemed another 30 points for an order of fries. Okay. So, you know,
All right. And yep. Just looking here real quick. And do you remember who you spoke to? Which one of the managers it was? Because I have little shorthand notes here, basically.
She wouldn't give me her name. She hung up on me. I called back, and I think one of the other employees said her name was Perla or something.
Perla. Okay. Yes. Did you speak with her in person or was this on the phone? Did she have short?
It was over the phone.
Sausage finger notes or anything?
It was over the phone. Yeah, I mean, she just basically told me, I'm not giving you a refund. You already have the food. She admitted to me over the phone that she gave me the wrong order.
Did she admit that she gave it to you the wrong order on purpose? Or
No. She didn't. I mean, I'm sure it was an accident, you know.
Right.
But she did admit that, you know, that, yeah, indeed, I did get the wrong order. But she told me she's not going to give me a refund.
Okay,
you know.
And because what she had wrote for me, she actually said that she spoke to you in person, and that,
no,
that you
no.
had actually.
I have it recorded on my phone actually.
Okay,
I can send you the recording.
Oh yeah, I would.
Yeah, I recorded
the
call.
Appreciate that. You could send it right to this number.
Whatever she's telling you is lying. I'm being honest with you. You know, I mean, I know sometimes you get customers that are like, you know, Karens or are lying or making some, but I'm telling you the honest to God's truth. Like I just wanted to get a refund. I mean, you know, listen, it's going to be trash either way.
If I read what she wrote here, because she's saying it was in person, wasn't over the phone. So let me correct that real quick. You said it's over
the
telephone.
Nope, that is a lie. It's over the phone.
She
said that
you were in tears. She said she actually notes in here physically crying.
What?
And then, let's see.
That is such a lie.
There is a note here that said that you said you were deathly allergic to red meat.
That's true. Yeah, right, I am allergic to red meat.
And then she said you, what does it say? While crying, crammed burger in mouth and said, is this what you want?
What? What a liar.
Yeah, I didn't believe so much more of what was going to happen, because you said it was over the phone. She said it was in person, so.
She said I was eating the burger and saying, this is what you want, while I was crying?
It actually says in here, it says, two bites gone, crying, is this what you want? It's what the shorthand says here, incident report.
No way. Oh, yeah. My God, no. I got home, and I called over the phone. I never even met this person. I talked to Andrew. Andrew was a nice guy. He took my order.
Andrew is an exceptional employee, yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy. You know, he only could do so much over the phone. He admitted, like, yeah, I'm so sorry. We messed up the order. He's like, I can't really do much, but let me get you my manager. And then that's when she answered the phone.
That's
I've got the whole conversation.
That's when you talked to Perla.
Yeah. Yeah, I never saw her in person.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was about to ask
if you had a physical description of
Perla, because, I mean, literally, like I said,
no, I don't even know what she looks like.
Yeah, it says in lobby, physically crying, cranberry in mouth, is this what you want?
I'm sorry, I have to laugh because it's totally false.
No, I understand.
This lady is what this lady is, she's not a good employee. I'm just letting you guys know.
Yeah, and that's what's concerning because they just fast tracked her into she's about to become district manager. Perla.
No, you can check the cameras.
Yeah,
you know
that.
What?
Did you suck that guy's dick?
She's lying to you guys.
Okay.
Say again?
No, I couldn't. I heard something come over the lines.
Oh. No, I said you could check the cameras. Yeah, no, I didn't say anything inappropriate. What did you think you heard? I'm sorry.
I could have swore if I heard somebody say something about activities with another man.
What me? Right now?
Yeah, I thought I heard something like it wasn't your voice. It was another man's voice.
Activities with another man.
Yeah,
I
misheard something. I don't want to repeat what it said. What I thought I heard it say.
Oh, wow.
Oh
my God! Yeah,
I don't know
no, not me.
I don't know if somebody was on the other extension. That's possible.
Not my line. Not on my cell phone.
Well, I'm in the office right now, and
gotcha.
Possible that somebody picked up one of the other extensions out in the kitchen.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, no, it's just me and my wife here in the living room, and we don't have anybody here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she's lying to you guys, and that's really trouble. That would worry me if somebody were.
And the problem is I did try to go back and review any type of video from the. Because that's a heck of an accusation. If somebody is upset enough that physically crying and something like that happened, there's got to be more than just shorthand for the incident report. But the video from yesterday, Perla told me that there was a malfunction and that it wasn't recorded, which is really weird because it's a new system.
Yeah, no, she is lying to you guys, and that would concern me, you know, going forward. If you guys are going to promote her to a district manager or something, and she's already lying to you guys, listen.
Right. It doesn't have to be this big of a... The only people that have access to the DVR recording system that's hooked up to all the cameras is of course, the manager, because it's in a fire retardant case.
Yeah, I understand. No, I swear to God, I was not... I picked up the order to go. My wife was getting off work, and I picked it up to go. It was about 6 o'clock. And we were driving home. We were eating our fries in the car, you know, on the trip home. We got home, looked to go get the salads, and then there's two boxes of hamburgers. I'm like, oh, no. So I was like, I was bummed out. I was like, well, I'll just give him a call. And then Andrew, he picked up the phone. He's like, oh, I know exactly what happened. He's like, I'm so sorry, man. You know, I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. He's like, well, what do you want to do? You want to come back? I was like, oh, man, I can't. I live too far away, you know, and I just got home and I'm like, just give me a refund and, you know, I'll just, you know, I mean, the food's going to be garbage trash anyway. You know, I mean, I don't have the time to come back. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not like that. If I could eat hamburger, I would have just ate it and been like, okay, well, I got a hamburger tonight instead of salad, right. But I swear to God, I cannot eat red meat. So, so that's why I always order chicken salads. I mean, you can look at my order history on my, you know, very important farmer account. You'll see all my transactions. I've never ordered a hamburger. You know what I mean? It's always the chicken salad, you know, so I'm not making this up. And so, yeah, then I called and then I talked, you know, that whole conversation took place. Like I told you, I talked to Andrew. He was very nice. He put Perla on the phone. She was like, I have this recorded and I will email it to you if you'd like.
Yeah.
I swear to God, man. Yeah, this lady is lying to you guys. That is really, that's something that you guys have to deal with internally and you know, whatever. But I'm telling you the fact of the matter. I did not shove a hamburger in my mouth and say, this is what you want. And I wasn't crying. And I wasn't there. Crazy, man. For her to go to that extent. Oh, and then mysteriously the cameras malfunction and it's a brand new system. I mean, that has lie all over it. You know, like I can't believe she's going to this great length of, you know, taking this much effort to lie. Yep. Just, we screwed up the order. No big deal.
Right.
Like, and why does it have to be this big?
If you're ringing in just a second, never mind that. I'm actually trying to dial the location so I can get Perla on the line.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hey, is this Andrew?
Fuck Hello? Yeah. Fuck that. Did you suck that guy's dick?
Hello?
I don't know. Did you? Hello? How can I help you?
I was trying to reach Andrew or Perla.
Right now, she is not here right now.
Well, is Perla available? This is corporate.
This is who?
This is corporate with Farmer Boys. This is Dwight.
I don't think it is.
It is, but I'm calling about the incident the other day with the missing two salads that were accidentally replaced with burgers.
I mean, how am I going to think it's corporate? You guys like saying bad words there.
Well, this is the gentleman that you guys wronged. This is Ken. You guys wronged him with the salads.
Oh, so he's not corporate?
Hey,
I'm corporate.
Hey, no, Andrew, this is Ken. This is corporate. They called me and then they called you, so...
I'm not Andrew, by the way. Well, have a great day. Thank you.
Well, I need to talk to whoever's the MOD. Oh my God. I guess we're going to have sweeping changes at that location.
Yeah, man. I don't know, brother. I you guys have great food. You have a good rewards program. You know, I struggle with that location myself, you know, as a customer.
I mean, this is entirely unacceptable.
I would imagine so, man. You know, it's not cheap to own a Farmer's Boys. I saw the franchise fees and all that stuff, and it's like, you know, There's a lot that goes into it. So it's an expensive business.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually for to get a franchise out, it's very expensive. And there's
it's like $1 million at least. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a rigorous training program as well.
I know. You guys got a good thing going, but that for that lady, I can understand that employee right now, you know, thinking that because I heard that something about sucking a dick or something in the background.
Yeah,
I was like, did you
hear
that?
I didn't want to bring it up again because I thought I was the only one. See, that's
what
I think he heard that. That's what I heard the first time.
I'm like, what is that? Yeah, so we heard that too, and we're like, okay. And so I think the employee heard that, so he's like, okay, there's no way this is corporate. So
yeah, if I can recognize the voice, I'm pretty sure that's the kid that runs the bologna press.
Okay.
They got nicknames in the kitchen. Like one of them, the person that works the drive-through, they're called Lickety Split. Like the ones for the to-go orders and orders like that, DoorDash and stuff. That's Lickety Split.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that was Anime Girl that picked up the phone.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know, man. You guys are gonna have to do. Yeah, I don't know whatever you guys are gonna need to do, but I know for a fact that manager is lying to you. That is really totally false. I mean, that for her to come up with a story like that and then lie straight to your faces, I'll email you the recording because I knew there was probably going to be an issue. So I was like, I'm going to record this. Everything that I told you, you'll hear that was said. I was not there in person. I didn't shove a hamburger in my mouth. None of that stuff.
Okay. I wouldn't think that somebody that is, of course, definitely allergic to red meat would voluntarily.
No, I'm not. I'm not a crackhead. I'm not crazy. I'm not one of these people off the street.
I would say sadist. You know, I would say you're not a.
Yeah, you know. That's something that some weirdo would do. That, you know, like, no, I'm a normal guy. I've got a normal. I own a business. You know, I mean, I'm a normal person here. You know,
yeah.
I like to eat.
You don't sound like a fentanyl person. You sound very,
no,
very,
God, no.
Very,
I've never
very
done
very
any drugs in my life. I'm honorably discharged United States Navy veteran. You know, like well, I you know, I'm a no, no problem, man. Yeah, it's all good. I'm just normal. You know what I mean? I was upset that she wouldn't give me the way that she treated me. That pissed me off. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, but I called with every intention just to be like, hey, you know, no problem. It's a mistake. Just give me the refund. You know, the food's going to go to waste anyway. I don't have time to drive all the way back there, you know, it's whatever. I'll see you guys next time. We'll order next time. You know what I mean? It happens, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they could have definitely put that, just took your name down. And then, just had some type of credit, or we could have even assigned points to your rewards, and then you could have redeemed.
Yeah, anything. Them. She didn't give me any alternative to nothing. She basically hung up on me.
Just pardon me, echo for a minute. I'm doing some inspections real quick. So if you hear an echo or a tinny sound, that's just me.
Okay.
And so yeah, we could have definitely assigned that to your account, and then you could have used it at your leisure
I called with the best of intentions. I wasn't trying to call to, you know, I wasn't, you know, I was willing to, you know, whatever, but there were you know, Andrew, he threw out a few different options, like, hey, we can maybe give you a discount, and I was like, well, I'd like to get a refund, and he's like, okay, I have to get the manager for that one, and then she just basically told me flat out, I'm not giving you a refund. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to call my bank then, and I'll reverse the charges.
Oh, excuse me. Right, right. And when they leave you with no other options, like, you didn't get the product that you obviously paid for. And,
yeah.
And then you didn't get the product. I mean, I wouldn't expect you to pay for something that you didn't want. Basically, you paid a full price for basically fries. Like, that was the only thing you could really consume.
Yeah. I ate the fries. Yeah, I mean, there's no problem there.
I
paid for the fries.
I mean, our burgers are delicious, but I mean, they really do a number.
No, I know. I wish I could eat them.
Stomach. Yeah, I mean.
I honestly, man, I got bit by a tick about 3 years ago. It's called a
Lone Star tick. You can look it up. It makes you allergic to red meat. And I thought, well, nah, that's bullshit. You know, I'm not gonna be allergic to red meat.
Out of all the states to have a tick like that, Texas, really?
That, well, it was in Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, but no, it is. I know it's actually in Texas too. Texas looks all through the Midwest and the East Coast. It's called a Lone Star tick. It's got a little white dot on it. And I was worried about, you know, Lyme disease, and they said, no, you're not. It doesn't carry Lyme disease, but there's a chance that you could be allergic to red meat. And I was like, okay, well, that's not going to happen to me. So I went and I ate some pulled pork. Like 3 weeks later, sure enough, my throat started swelling up. I couldn't breathe. I had to get rushed to the emergency room.
Okay.
You know, I was like, I haven't eaten red meat since, you know, and so I'm too scared to try it. I mean, I have to have an EpiPen or whatever you call it with me, and you know, I could die from I would love to.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I mean, we can't have that. Like the level of customer service and expertise should be. I mean, we set it really high, and for them to just be like shrug it off like it's no big deal. Like, we lose one customer, they're like, fine. You know, we can always replace them. Well, if you keep losing customer after customer after customer, you can't replenish that after so long, you know? Like, eventually, the word gets out, and you're just done.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's all good. Listen, the last thing I want to do is, you know, but, like, I wanted to grab somebody's attention. I'm glad that you called me. Just take care of it. You know, and for your information, again, that Perla lady is lying through her teeth to you guys, straight to your face, happened.
We're gonna fire her is what's gonna happen, because, like I said, we gave her one last warning because she was stealing. She has the whole story. She tells us all the time. I have kids. She's got 4 or 5 kids. She keeps stealing burger patties from the back and taking them home, and so we're just gonna fire her.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, man. That she would screw herself her opportunity up like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. It was about to be about a $5 an hour boost in her pay. I mean, a lot more responsibility, but
yeah, of course, but still, yeah, no, that's hey, in this economy, I mean, you know, that's a good job, you know, and that's crazy. No, but I think you guys are dodging a huge bullet down the road.
Yeah,
because
I think so too. Sorry, I'm getting in the car. Yeah.
You're fine. You're fine.
But yeah, I definitely, I think we should just remove ourselves from that situation before we permanently, she gets tenure or something. Wait a minute, what's going on now?
Yeah, the more responsibility. I mean, if she's just. Are you all right? Hello? Are you there? Are you there? This is stupid. Are you there, sir? I don't know what's going on. Hello? Woo!
Are you there? Did you make it through? 98.6. No. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
I got hit by a train.
Really?
The baby didn't make it. It flew out.
Where are you at?
I don't know. Who are you?
This is Ken. You had called me about Farmer's Boys?
I don't know where I am. I lost my shoe.
Is this a prank call?
No, there's there's a woman right here. I'm gonna give her the phone. Hang on. Here, take the phone.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
My name is Savannah.
Okay, how are you? What happened?
I'm touching myself.
You're punching yourself? Okay.
Shoes?
Yeah, shoes. Where are my shoes?
Shoes?
No, the shoes. And then and then.
Hey, guys. Well, I'd recommend you call or hang up and call 911 if you have an actual emergency. I don't have time for this.
Talk to him. That's 911. That's him. 911.
I'm not 911.
You're not. You're,
hang up and dial 911.
If you're not 911.
I've been talking to you, sir, about Farmer's Boys.
Eat me and digest me.
I don't want to eat you. Finally. What?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck that. Did you suck that guy's dick?
Someone was coming in with another. We got two wrecks.
Romano was tearing it up too, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Kept that guy on for 20 minutes.
Jesus. Oh, somebody's calling back. Hello, how can I help you?
Yes, this is Ken. We were just speaking.
Hey, how you doing, bud? What happened? Missed you.
Did you? Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I was fine. I sat my phone. Oh, about the hold? Yeah, I left my phone down for a few minutes here. I had to go grab some stuff. What happened?
You didn't hear that? All that. It was like a scam call. It was like somebody said they got an accident.
No,
got hit by a
train. Remember when I told you I was doing those audits? I had to set my phone down for a minute.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Well, so, is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Yeah. I mean, I'm good. What happened?
Okay. Well, yeah, there was a big, it was like one of those prank calls, you know, where it sounds like someone got hit by a train.
Did it sound like Andrew? It wasn't me, Andrew. Andrew is, he's too on the up and up for that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you recognize a voice? Was it the person that was on earlier that kept saying the dirty words from the kitchen?
Fuck yeah. Fuck that. Did you suck that guy's dick?
Hey, guys, extensions down. So ridiculous.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
My name's Dwight.
Dwight, and you're with Corporate Farmers Boys?
Yeah, I'm HNIC.
What does that stand for?
I'm the head man. I'm the head guy in charge. I'm one of the one of the farmers.
Okay, you're one of the owners of Farmers Boys?
Correct.
Okay. You guys are based out of Riverside, right?
Out of Riverside?
That's what it says on the corporate information that I pulled up.
No. Well, yeah. No, that's where we were founded in Riverside, CA, yes.
Oh, okay. Are you here in California?
I am, yes, currently.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we have the corporate office over here in Riverside, over there. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so it's okay if I recorded this conversation, right? For accuracy.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could on my end because, you know, being a cell phone,
okay. I did. If you'd like a copy of this conversation as well, yeah. I could forward this to you.
Could you show how weird this conversation is.
Could
you play it back so that I could hear who that was? It was, you said something about a prank, a train.
Yeah, I can't play it while I'm on the phone with you, but if you give me an email address.
Is ongoing.
Yeah. I could.
Just dwightm@farmerboys.co.
dwightm@farmerboys.co.
Yep. Com is our Comrades. Okay. Our Comrades website. CO is for our company. It's our internals. Yeah.
I understand the domain extension. Okay.
Yep. We're a very limited LLC.
Okay. I will send these to you. Very interesting recall right now. Anyways, all right. Well, so what are we going to do about my situation? Then am I going to get a refund?
No, absolutely.
Or do I need to?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely what?
Absolutely not.
I'm not going to get a refund.
That's our motto here. We don't do refunds.
Okay, I think this is a scam call.
No,
right?
matter of fact, you're going to be trespassed.
I'm going to be trespassed.
Correct.
Oh God! All right, how's that?
How's what?
For what? For doing what?
Oh, we don't need a reason.
Okay, well that's fine. I mean, I'm not ever going to give you another dollar of my business.
We take dollars.
I mean, that's fine.
We don't give, we take.
Yeah, I don't think. I'm so glad I'm recording this call.
All right, fine. Hey, cash at me a dollar.
Yeah, you know what? You really need to get a hobby.
Come on. I mind fucked you for like 20 minutes, dude. Give me a dollar. I think I earned that dollar.
Yeah, all right. Well.
Come on, man.
Thanks for the entertainment.
Come on, man. You're making me drop below minimum wage. You're making me do slave wages here. What is this?
Have a good night.
God.
Take care.
All right, bye. Fuck. I sucked it back in again. I don't know how that worked.
Dude, that hook was so deep. That fish came back on. He sucked the same worm back. After two accidents, dude, right?
This guy, like, he sucks turds back up into his ass just to be entertained. He's like, how you almost got away? And pulls it back up. He really did want to believe. Here's a clip from
when
I got on with him to do this. So what had happened, let me set this up for you. So we had people on earlier that were on this screen where I'm at. They got the name of this girl in the front. So you see what I'm saying? So what had happened is people would come on in this position, say her name, she freaks out, and then there's a fake skip on this window. A new person appears. She thinks she's hooked up on Omega with a different person. Then after a little bit of confusions, this person will say her name, and then she's like, what the fuck? How the fuck do they know my name? Until like 15 people in a row are on and fucking saying her name, and then they go insane. They go crazy. But this was awesome.
If I lose him as a tenant, I'm going to be so fucking pissed off. What's that?
We just saw him.
You saw him? Which way did he go?
He went that way.
That's dumb. He doesn't just go that way. Do you have his phone number?
Yeah.
What's his phone number? Because I texted him, but it's not the same. It's not the same as his regular phone number. Like, God bless you.
Bless you.
Bless the fuck out of you.
It's 911.
911. All right, we do this.
Dwight, can you tell her to blow her nose?
Yeah, 911. I have Annalise on the line right now, and she doesn't know how to blow her nose.
Yo,
you sent somebody? Okay, I appreciate
that. What about her name? No one knows my name.
Yeah, nobody cares either.
I don't like him.
And it was at this point that Hyphonics broke. Why? He laughs, and they can all hear the laughs, both sides. And he's just
crying. You're laughing! I know you!
What do you mean?
Wait, yeah, Phil, Phil, Phil.
What? Are you filming me? What did I do?
Wait, are you viral on TikTok?
Yeah, I am on TikTok. What are you guys' names? What's up?
My name is Kuya, nice, and her name's Annalie.
Wait, what did you say? Sorry.
Guess her name. I'm trying to guess her name.
No, I just, you guys recognize me. I'm just chilling. What's up? How are you guys? I'll show you guys a magic trick if you guys wanna.
Yeah, I wanna see a magic trick real quick.
Alright, but what are you guys' names? Like, I wanna know people that I meet. You can't laugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have fun over there. I watch his stuff all the time and participate when I can. But I think we're pretty much done. I'm going to go over there and bullshit while I'm waiting for this to upload to YouTube so I can edit for the Patreons. I will try to get this video dropped in for the YouTube members too. So you got early access to it. I'll have to see if there's a setting for it. But we're going to get out of here, and we're going to go enjoy Children of the Corn from 2023. And we'll see you all over in Dwight Court. Everybody say goodbye, or go fuck you to everyone. Whichever, I don't know.
Great shoe machines! Thank you, Dwight, Carlito, and everybody that helped out. Wah!
All right, we're out of here, everybody. 90.8.